Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Parasite Anarchist and 606 show. Tonight we've got special guests P-Rock and L, and lots of kick-ass, funky, damn good music for you, and lots of interesting debate and discussion, and there's a bit of history of rock and roll as well. So without further ado, here's a bit of Jason Forrest. Yeah, we'll be continuing our history of rock and roll with P-Rock tonight, so stay tuned.
Osborne.
Expect me to sleep with all this going on, Doctor.
I suggest you take a sleeping pill.
Hello, hello, hello. That was Astari Rastafara. Sound Get Dropped. And that's a new one on his record label. I can't pronounce it because it's in German, but we'll put the link up on the Hijack forum. That's hijackbristol.co.uk.
I speak German.
You speak German? Ah. So does Anarchist, actually. But yeah, that's quite an interesting track. It says you can either play it at 33 and a third RPMs or 45. And at 33 and a third, so that's the speed we just heard it, and it's quite a kind of blissed out kind of dub number. Before that, we had a Dormouse track, Carlinism, on Cockrock Disco. And before that, there was Jason Forrest, previously known as Donna Summer, mashing up with some disco rock flavours there. I got P-Rock in the studio with me. P-Rock, how you doing, bro?
We're good, buddy. How you doing?
Not bad, man. It's been a hectic day and the phone is ringing, but we'll just march on. What do you got next up for us?
Next up, we've got... excuse me, sorry, frog in my throat for a start. Next up, we got a band from the States called Me First and the Gimme Gimmies with a cover version. All they do is cover versions. I'm not going to tell you any more about it because you're going to know it anyway.
It's been 7 hours and 15 days since you took your love away.
Nothing compares to you. Yes, 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 that was more Istari Lastafara. There we go, I pronounced it correctly. And on a jungle tip there. That track was called Sounded Intelligent. A strange name, but then, you know, people are strange.
Define intelligence.
So, yeah, P-Rock, how was your day, man?
Work hard. And really boring and not a lot going on, really. But it was all right. It was all right.
That's a good story you just told me. I mean, I don't know if you want to share it with our listeners, but it was damn funny.
Which one was that, Mr. Parasite?
Thought about the phone sex, man, with the ex-girlfriend.
No, I don't think we'll be talking about that at all. Thank you very much. Moving on swiftly, cue the next track. Thank you so very
much. Okay, I'm on it. I'll try and coax that one out of him later.
Bastard. I wanted to play you this track. This is... This is Tiger Feet by the Big Six. It's interesting for the introduction where the drums cut in. And then as the bass comes in, listen for the little clicking sounds that come through. Many people think that that's a drum, but it's the sound of the bass string slapping on the neck, and it just sets up a whole different rhythm. Put it on, see what we think.
One time I went down to Jamaica.
Johnny.
Very good. Very good. Really? Do you want to do another one? Mm-hmm. Bah. Bah. Say bah.
Bah.
Good. Again. Bah.
Bah.
Again.
Now say.
Bah. Bah.
Bollocks.
May I continue?
Mm-hmm. Bah.
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 It's Johnny Cash there learning to speak.
Potato! Oh, damn.
Hey, did you catch Doctor Who the other day?
Yeah, man, which one are you talking about? The Dalek one?
Yeah, the Dalek, man. The Race from the Dead.
No, it was wrong. It was wrong on too many levels.
Why, man? I quite enjoyed it.
It's the last Dalek alive, right? And he downloads the entire internet in 3 seconds.
Yeah, Daleks can do, like, anything but climb stairs.
Yeah, but he's also going to get sued by Metallica.
Well, you think he's downloading MP3s as
yeah,
well?
Yeah, damn right, man. He's taking off all those shitty tracks from their last album and just putting them into Dalek speak, which they pretty much sound like anyway.
Well, I enjoyed it. So did my 3-year-old daughter.
No, it proved only one thing, man, that even a Dalek can pull a bird from Swindon.
Well, I'm sorry for those of you who aren't in the UK and have access to BBC television, but they've basically started up a new series of Doctor Who. And to be quite honest, it's in good keeping with the previous series.
It's great,
you know, the dodgy special effects are there. You know, the crazy plot lines and the freaky aliens as well. It's all there.
Yeah, but they had this Dalek chained to the wall, and if you touched it, you'd burst into flames. Which it didn't explain how they chained it to the wall in the first place. But never mind. The self-destruct thing on the Dalek. It's a species designed and built solely to wipe out the rest of the universe. Yeah. That's the whole point of being a Dalek. There is nothing else to being a Dalek apart from wiping out every last mofo in the entire universe, yeah?
Okay.
So why have a self-destruct button that doesn't take everybody with you?
See, these kind of intricacies and finer details don't matter, really. I mean, they were annihilating US Marines and stuff, which is...
No bad thing.
Which is great, you know. People need to do that, Daleks especially. I enjoyed it, and I'll keep watching despite the crazy Dalek that they raised from the dead.
No, I can't say that I loved every second of it, but it was good. It was a good return of the Daleks, and the scene where you first saw the Dalek in the darkness and the lights flashed, that was really scary.
The old voice came in as well. You know, the old exterminate.
Yeah.
Exterminate.
Yeah, it was kind of good, but I think the Daleks with emotions, no. No, the Dalek going, I am alone, was a bit too cheesy for me, you know? Hold me! Edward Scissorsuckers is not right. I'm sorry, but you can't have that with a Dalek.
Hey, everybody wants somebody to love, man. You can't blame a Dalek for wanting a bit of love in his life.
You can when they want to kill every fucker on the planet, you know?
Cool. P-Rock, what's up next, man?
This one is another cover version. It's the second of the Me First and the Gimme Gimmes track that I'm going to play for you tonight. A very long time ago, Lionel Richie released the worst song ever recorded, which was called Hello, and these guys actually make it a whole lot better.
Start by saying, I love you.
like the wings of butterfly. Fairy tears of yesterday grow and never die. I can fly.
Talk about how much we miss Freddie.
Yes.
Should we talk about how much Paul Rogers is a joke?
Paul Rogers is a joke.
He's not, but the idea of him taking
trying
over
to replace
Freddie's
Freddie.
I don't know. Do you think he's trying to replace him, or is he just going out for four old bastards that need the money?
Well, what are they going to do now, though?
Sit on the floor and pick their toes, I guess. There's not much else they can do, is there?
No.
You know, poor old Roger Taylor. He's sunk to the depths. He played drums for Shakin' Stevens, for goodness sake. I think he needs to get back out there. It's interesting that John Deacon does not come back there. He's not doing it at all.
Is he not?
No, no. So I don't know who the bass players are at the concerts, but a guy I worked with went to see them and said it was excellent. So, but then again, you probably would if you were that much of a Queen fan, as I was. But
in
Freddie,
the day.
Yeah, Freddie died, and you know,
and that was the end of Queen.
Hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
Truly?
Brian May put out a single called... What was it called? What was his first single called that he put out? Driven By You. Instead of...
Just an advert.
Instead of... That's me fucked.
I don't even have my own hair anymore.
And I look like my wife. Oh, bless him. Bless his little clog-wearing feet. We love Brian.
So what's coming up next, then? Hey, Parasite.
Maybe Elle could introduce this next one, seeing as it's her CD.
Okay, this is Hot New Flavour, direct from Sonny Polska. This is some Zajebiste Muzyka. This is the Masala Sound System from Warsaw in Poland.
Amerykanie pozostaną w Iraku i przekształcą go w demokratyczne państwo.
Rozpaczy towarzyszyła także wściekłość na Amerykanów, której dali upust krzycząc precz z Ameryką.
Donna, complaining, said the farmer who told you what had to be. Why can't you have wings to fly with, like the swallow so proud and free? How the winds are laughing, they laugh with all their might. Love and laugh the whole day through, and half a summer's night. Donna, 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 donna. Calves are easily bound and slaughtered, never knowing the reason why. Oh, why can't you have wings to fly with, like the swallow you've learned to fly? How the winds are laughing, they laugh with all their might. Love and laugh the whole day through, and half a summer's night. Donna, 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 donna.
Well, so wasn't that lovely? There's a bit of Donovan for you.
Very twee.
We were just wondering who or what Donna was. Whether it was all women.
Or a kebab.
Or a kebab.
Or a kebab. It was a kebab, I'm sure of it. Chicken.
Okay. There we go. As I said, that was Donna Donovan with Donna Donna. What have we got next? Parasite.
Drop the Lime, who's he's from New York. And this track's called Lost in Brooklyn.
Bye.
That was interesting. What do you think of that?
Damn.
I loved it. I don't know. What did you think of it?
Well, you're still kind of baptizing me into this kind of music. So, yeah, I could see.